KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. A University of Iowa report says 3 of the 13 football players hospitalized after intense weightlifting workouts in January have quit the team. A committee appointed by President Sally Mason says one injured player who was a walk-on quit before spring practice to concentrate on academics. A second who was on scholarship completed spring practices but left Iowa for unrelated personal reasons. A third player quit before spring practice, considered transferring, and then stayed at Iowa but decided not to play football. The report does not identify the players, who were hospitalized for several days with a muscle disorder that caused discolored urine and extreme soreness. The report says all 13 appear to have completely recovered, and it's considered unlikely that they'll develop any long-term problems. Well, Texas A&M has told the Big 12 Conference that it does plan to leave the league by July of 2012 if it is accepted by another conference. The expected move may set off another round of conference realignment in college sports. The Aggies have made it clear that they want to join the 12-member Southeastern Conference. A Miami's football coach says he felt helpless to defend players on his team whose involvement with a former booster resulted in 8 of them having to miss at least one game. Al Golden also says in an interview with the Associated Press that having already engineered one rebuilding project at Temple has him fully prepared for the challenge ahead at Miami. The NCAA says 12 players must pay restitution and 8 will miss Monday's season opener at Maryland because of things that they accepted from former booster Nevin Shapiro. 5 of the 8 suspended players will return after a one-game absence. In NFL news, Cincinnati Bengals running back Cedric Benson has begun serving a 20-day jail term in Texas to settle 2 misdemeanor assault cases. The former University of Texas star was sentenced on Monday in Austin and had planned to surrender October 17th during Cincinnati's bye week, but Travis County jail records show Benson was booked late Tuesday. Benson's jail time could be shortened with possible credit for time served when arrested. The 49ers say Frank Gore has signed his 3-year contract extension through 2014. Gore agreed on Tuesday to the $21 million deal with $13.5 million in guaranteed money. The 28-year-old two-time Pro Bowl running back with the team was in the final year of his old deal. The attorney for Lawrence Maroney says his client is hoping to catch on with another NFL team after his acquittal of a misdemeanor marijuana charge in St. Louis. Injuries limited the 26-year-old running back to just 4 games with Denver last season, and the Broncos chose not to renew his contract. Well, moving to baseball now, the Boston Red Sox now have a game-and-a-half lead over the Yankees after beating New York 9-5 before the 698th straight sellout at Fenway Park. Jacoby Ellsbury hit a tie-breaking 2-run homer in the 6th inning. David Ortiz and Jason Veritek also hit 2-run homers for Boston, which is 11-3 against the Yankees this year. Josh Beckett, who went 7 innings, got the win for the Bo Sox. He's 4-0 against the Yanks this season, 12-5 overall. Elsewhere in the American League, the Cleveland Indians survived a marathon to win their longest game of the season as Jack Hanahan homered twice and drove in the game-winning run in the bottom of the 16th inning to give the Tribe a 4-3 win over Oakland. Seattle rallied with 2 in the bottom of the 8th to nip the LA Angels 2-1. James Shields pitched 8 shutout innings. Johnny Damon homered, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the AL West-leading Texas Rangers 4-1. Jose Bautista led a 4-homer attack with his 39th of the season, and the Toronto Blue Jays routed the Baltimore Orioles 13-0. Wilson Betemeet capped Detroit's 3-run 8th inning with a tie-breaking RBI double against his former team, leading the Tigers to a 5-4 victory over the Kansas City Royals. The AL Central leading Tigers now lead second-place Chicago by 6 games in the division race. Jason Kubel and Luke Hughes homered during Minnesota's 6-run first inning as the Twins beat the White Sox 7-6. That snapped Chicago's 5-game winning streak. In the National League, the San Francisco Giants immediately responded to a major roster shakeup by blanking the Chicago Cubs 4-0 as Madison Bumgarner matched his career high with 11 strikeouts. Jeff Kepinger and Pablo Sandoval hit consecutive homers in the 4th inning for all the offense that Bumgarner needed. He's 9-12 on the season. Before the game, outfielder Aaron Rowand and infielder Miguel Tejada were designated for assignment. Arizona maintained its 6-game lead over the Giants in the NL West as they doubled up Colorado 4-2. That's the Diamondbacks' 9th consecutive win. Atlanta beat Washington 3-1 as Derek Lowe and 3 relievers combined on a 3-hitter. Lowe won his 7th game and hit his first Major League homer. Chipper Jones also connected for the Braves. That's his 450th career homer. Philadelphia blanked Cincinnati 3-0 as Cliff Lee allowed 6 hits over 8 2/3 innings. Lee fanned 7 while winning his 15th game of the year. St. Louis beat Milwaukee 8-3. That cuts the Brewers' lead in the National League Central to 8.5 games. Albert Pujols hit his National League leading 32nd home run. Winning pitcher Jake Westbrook contributed a grand slam for the Cardinals in that contest. J.A. Happ allowed 3 hits and struck out 6 over 7 innings as the Houston Astros beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 2-0. Lucas Duda hit a tie-breaking single in the 7th inning, and the New York Mets rallied to beat Florida 3-2. The L.A. Dodgers completed the 3-game sweep of San Diego with a 4-2 win yesterday. In other baseball news, AL West leader Texas has made a pair of trades to strengthen its roster for the stretch run, acquiring reliever Mike Gonzalez and bringing back catcher Matt Traynor. Traynor was with Texas last season when they won their first American League pennant, and he was traded to Kansas City at the end of spring training for cash. They got him back from the Royals for a player to be named or cash. Gonzalez was 2-2 with a .427 earned run average and 49 relief appearances for Baltimore. The Orioles traded him to Texas for a player to be named. National League wildcard leader Atlanta has acquired Matt Diaz from the Pirates for a player to be named and cash considerations. That deal was completed in time for the 33-year-old outfielder to be eligible for the postseason roster. Diaz played the previous 5 seasons in Atlanta. The Braves also acquired middle infielder Jack Wilson from Seattle for a player to be named. The National League East leading Philadelphia Phillies have added a left-handed hitter to their bench, acquiring right fielder John Boker from Pittsburgh for a player to be named or cash. Also, federal prosecutors have dropped all the remaining charges against Barry Bonds, and this comes days after a judge upheld the slugger's conviction on an obstruction of justice count. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, it was Nashville edging the Iowa Cubs by a final of 1-0, while Omaha pounded Round Rock by a 12-2 final. Omaha squad, the Storm Chasers, now have a 5-game lead over Memphis at the top of the American North Division standings as they head down the home stretch of the regular PCL season. In U.S. Open tennis action yesterday, 2-time Open champ Venus Williams withdrew from the tournament before her second-round match against 22nd seed Sabine Lisicki of Germany due to an autoimmune disease that causes fatigue and joint pain. Williams is pulling out of the U.S. Open after revealing that she's been diagnosed with Sjogren's syndrome. The 31-year-old Williams pulled out of 2 hard-court tune-up tournaments this summer because of a virus. In her first match in 2 months, Williams won her first-round match in straight sets at Flushing Meadows on Monday. Women's number 2 seed Vera Zonareva of Russia struggled to a 3-set victory over her opponent yesterday. She was the runner-up at Flushing Meadows and Wimbledon last year, but hasn't been past the 4th round in her last 2 major tournaments. Third-seeded Maria Sharapova defeated her opponent in straight sets yesterday, reaching the 3rd round. American teenager Christina McHale reached the 3rd round of a Grand Slam tournament for the first time, as she upset 8th-seeded Marion Bartoli of France in straight sets. Over on the men's side on day 3 at Flushing Meadows, 10th-seeded Nicolas Almagro was upset by his French opponent yesterday in a 3-set match in a first-round event yesterday. 6th-seeded Robin Soderling withdrew from the year's final Grand Slam because of illness. The agent for the 2-time French Open runner-up says that Soderling started feeling really bad Tuesday night with stomach pain and a headache. A doctor recommended that he not play. Andy Roddick held on to avoid a first-round upset at the U.S. Open as he beat 96th-ranked Michael Russell in a 4-set match. The 21st-seeded Roddick, who won the 2003 U.S. Open, had a 13-0 edge in aces in that All-American matchup. The top-ranked Bryan brothers lost a first-round doubles match at a Grand Slam tournament for the first time since 2001, making an early exit from the U.S. Open. Unseeded Ivo Karlovic and Frank Moser beat the American twins in a 3-set match. Bob and Mike Bryan had won 3 of the last 4 major titles, tying the Open Era record with their 11th Grand Slam championship earlier this summer at Wimbledon. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.